All right, everybody. Well, hello and welcome to the Transformational Leadership Cafe and today's demonstration life purpose reading with our wonderful guest and volunteer, Bianca. So welcome, Bianca.
Thank you. Welcome to all of you.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here today. And before we jump in, I just want to acknowledge really briefly that this Soul Stream Life Purpose Reading is based on the soul's code that's found within the precise spelling of your full name at birth and your birth date, so a mathematical sentence, your personal cosmic address, or your URL, as I like to say. And I always like to acknowledge my mom, Shirley Green, who was the woman who taught me this system that I've been using in my coaching and healing practice for over 25 years now. So once again, the focus of today's reading, Bianca, will be kind of a zeroing in on your life purpose within the understanding that, of course, there's a much more comprehensive picture than we'll be able to cover today. But most of all, I really want to dedicate our time together, Bianca, to the exchange of information and energy that will contribute to an even more complete actualization of your potential and your sense of being on track and aligned with your purpose, your incarnational mission in this lifetime. So with all of that said, let's just jump in. How does that sound to you?
Yes, I'm curious.
Okay. All right. So in this methodology, we look at archetypal information that is described by numbers. So numbers as archetypes. And all numbers will reduce from whatever large number they might be. So for example, your year of birth to the essential numbers 1 through 9. And so for the most part, we're going to talk about these numbers as they relate to different aspects of your purpose and as they come up specific to your soul's code. So Bianca, the number that corresponds to your life purpose or your expression of your gifts and talents in this world, in this lifetime, is represented by the number 1. And if you think about that number, the number 1 is the beginning. It's the initiation. It's the movement from a creative idea into action. The number 1 is very much about, in this lifetime for you, individuating from the collective, from, you know, everything that you've learned from those that, you know, your childhood and your conditioning through education and all of that, to find what's actually really essentially true for you. So to become more and more fully unique, and in your sense of individuation, having the capacity to open your mind to be a kind of a conduit for creative ideas. The number 1 is like the inspired, like instigation of new possibilities. So as you have in this lifetime developed more and more of your sense of independence and individuation, eventually there is a way that your purpose is to take that sense of being able to hold on to what's right and true for you, and to begin to blaze trails that others can follow. So leadership is one of the ways that the number 1 as a life purpose is often described. And of course, yeah, leadership, you know, I mean, it comes first of all with being able to be the leader of your own life. And then through that strong sense of inner coherence and clarity, just by being you, inspire others to, in a sense, follow that path of strong self-assertiveness, self-awareness. And what I'm noticing that's really interesting, and we all have these complexities, is that, Bianca, that at the same time you're here to be a very strong, individuated human self, your soul's need for fulfillment in that expression of leadership is to be very much connected to the greater good of all. Like the deeper part of you the deepest part of you is very interested in healing and contribution at more of a, you know, the global heart. So it's an interesting combination, because your soul, or the deepest part of you, is like selfless in a sense, like feels inspired and understands the unity principle, that we're all interconnected. And yet the purpose is to stand in your own individual human self in that expression. So I'm going to ask you to share with me how that lands for you, this complexity of knowing that you're here to be a leader in a way that also is completely contributory to the greater good.
Yeah, and for me, it's always been, in my whole life, actually, an expression of polarity. Like, being this strong person, being the one that leads the way, but also always being, well, most of the time, being the person that, you know, will stand up for others and say, hey, you know, those people weren't included. How can we change the circumstances to include all of us? Diversity, inclusion, that's like a hot topic for me. Living a life, a peaceful life together with people of different races and cultures, and that's really going through my whole life. I mean, I'm a translator and a technical writer by trade, so communication is sort of my, I would say, my profession, actually. Everything that has to do with communication, facilitation, that's me.
Oh, that's amazing. It's amazing that you just inherently understood that you're to hold this polarity within the within, and to be an advocate for, you know, whatever you feel has not yet been integrated into the whole, that's being pushed out or held outside, is to be inclusionary and to welcome and to be an advocate for the, you know, that we're just calling it the greater good. So there's a healing aspect to the work that you do, and that, you know, the way that you use your skills as a writer as a mode of expression and translation. But I'm just wanting to acknowledge that usually in the first half of our life, we are learning how to balance. Like, there's a way that you've been learning how to be both and at the same time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then as we move into midlife, we start to develop. We've kind of done some of the inner work and the outer development of skills and competencies to have enough foundation and balance within the self that we can actually focus with more intensity on our sense of mission and purpose. So I really acknowledge that, you know, that amazing translation from self to selfless at the same time, like being able to hold that polarity. And
it's sometimes very hard. I have to admit that.
Yeah.
It could be easier.
Yes, I want to acknowledge that too. It's because it's like they're opposite sides of the spectrum, right? One is like to be thine own self, true, and the other is to be completely interconnected with everyone and everything and hold that bigger picture constantly, and to bring those together. But your actual purpose is to translate that humanitarian heart of compassion and care for all to be included into your leadership, like that your individuated expression is actually emphasized. And your soul will be happy as long as you direct your leadership capacity along the path of that global contribution. It's interesting too that, you know, just looking at how, you know, how your life purpose is expressing itself, because one of the other facets I see in the jewel of you is that there is a way that you're really here to bring that sense of inclusion and wanting to, you know, the desire to contribute to the greater good through leadership into the marketplace. So there is definitely a movement from the inner to the outer. And I'm curious about that. Like, are you aware that, that you really do have the mission to bring your gifts out into the world?
And that's really interesting. A few years back, I thought my place would be in sort of the coaching, esoteric, spiritual world. Well, the universe didn't think that would be my place, and I had to surrender that idea and to sort of give up my idea to the universe and say, okay, you know better what's good for me and what's good for all of us. And now I'm really working in the IT sector, and it's like really, I mean, capitalism at its best. And I have the feeling that I can learn, B, I can really change people there, and C, this world does need us light workers even more than, like, you know, the airy fairy coaching ministry spiritual world. And especially people like me who can hold this kind of polarity.
Absolutely. And it's really unique to your configuration, your soul's code, for you to actually bring your global heart in through leadership into the marketplace. So it sounds like you've landed. Yeah, you've landed into a more integrated or coherent expression of your life purpose, even though it wasn't what you thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's really beautiful. You know, another thing I'm noticing, Bianca, is that your leadership, you know, looking at these universal kind of patterns, is that your leadership is often meant to show up in collaboration and partnership. So I'm wondering about, you know, in your current expression, if you have opportunities to collaborate and interact with others.
Well, at the moment, it's actually the main thing I do is interacting with others. I mean, I'm doing project management in the translation field. So, I mean, the people that want something, they come to me, and then I have to find the people who can do the work and to motivate them to do it on time and to tell the other people, look, my fellow translators can't finish it on time, or we need more time, or we need more contact. So I'm just, yeah, communication is basically it.
I mean, yes, and that's absolutely, it's so interesting. It's like right here in your code. It's like you're meant to bring your gifts and talents into the marketplace through that global heart, through your leadership in collaboration. And that will be true for the rest of your life. So there is a way that as you settle into this new, you know, it's only been a couple years, right, in this expression, as you settle into it, and, you know, kind of get your roots. There's a way that you also have capacity to bring innovation into those systems that you're functioning within. Because the number one is all about, it's like you have the capacity to bring original creative thinking and ideas into whatever realm you're working in. And so ultimately in time, that innovation will begin to shine through your collaborations. And even though you are in partnership and it's continuous partnership and collaboration, it's always so important for you to stay connected to that number one, like, I will be the one, to thine own self be true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is a very brief attunement to, you know, taking a look at your soul's code and in relationship to purpose. It feels like you're right on track. And the future, you know, moving into the future is to actually integrate even more of that sense of independent, innovative, creative thinking into the collaborations and infusing, like you said, the light worker, that part of you into places where there is none. You know, I mean, the healer often brings light into the darkness.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stop now and just ask you what you heard or felt in this exchange that's touching you, that you will take with you from our time together.
Well, for me, it's, I'm pretty familiar with the polarity aspect.
Mm-hmm.
What was new is the future direction, sort of to even even act even more as a trailblazer to go even more forward and to express even more, because I do feel there are being a trailblazer and being an expressive person is sometimes, you know, you may have people against you sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's like, you know, I like doing it, but sometimes I have this feeling of, oh, life could be just a bit easier if I didn't have the need to express, to change, to stand up. And it's actually a need. It's not something, you know, I sometimes I just cannot choose to do. I mean, I can choose to do it or not to do it, but still I feel the need to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's part of that life purpose is to, to be expressive. I love that you understand the trailblazing element. And also there's a pioneering element. I mean, this probably will happen more for you later in your life. But often, you know, once this life purpose archetype has been full bloom, you know, kind of opened up fully, then there's this capacity to look at life through the places where there is no, you know, it's like the trailblazer, there is no trail. So then that's where the leader becomes the pioneer.
Oh, that has been with me for all my life. I mean, that's an interesting aspect. That's where my disability comes in, because as far as I know, I'm the only blind person, at least in Germany, who works in this field and in the normal normal free economy, and not with the blindness organization. So I'm sort of living it.
Well, you are embodying your life purpose. Wow, that is so inspiring. See, I didn't really know that about you. So thank you for sharing that. And yeah, so just to celebrate that, you know, for whatever reason, you have found a cohesive alignment with your sense of purpose. And of course, you know how human evolution is. There's always going to be like the next level of capacity or integration. And that's just what's coming.
Yeah.
Probably in the areas where, I don't know if this ever happens to you, but sometimes there can be a tendency to at times doubt one's own knowing, you know, and like pull back and be skeptical in a sense of one's innovational impulses or understanding. And so those areas of moving through those areas where we tend to pull back and hold back and not trust our own capacity for, you know, for really tapping into something that's useful and sharing it. Those are the clearing processes that make it possible to be that pioneer to even new levels. I mean, you've accomplished a huge, huge, I mean, you're a living example of your life purpose, but I'm sure there are other areas that same capacity could translate to.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting. So happy to know you're in this world, Bianca. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing a little bit of inspiration. And I'm excited for you to it's like the uncharted territory, the new frontier is out ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm feeling that just for this brief look today that we will conclude our Soulstream life purpose demonstration. But before we do, I just want to ask if you have any other comments or anything you'd like to share before we complete for now.
Well, first of all, I would like to thank the listeners for listening, and I hope you could take something away from our demonstration. Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see and to listen to the other demo readings and to see how people evolve and are wired for different things and in different ways.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. And And if anyone has any questions or comments, be sure to leave that in the thread below. And, you know, as you might know by now, it's my calling, really, to pass along this body of knowledge and the skills and the methodology for offering this kind of work, which you've just gotten a little taste of. And, of course, to other transformational healers, leaders, coaches, change agents. And now translators. So please do stay tuned for more information about a free upcoming masterclass that I'll be offering in due time called The Three Essential Keys to Help Your Clients Overcome Their Blocks to Get Extraordinary Results. And I'll be looking forward to sharing that with you all soon. And thank you again, Bianca. What a pleasure to be with you today. And thank you, everyone who's been watching or listening in. All righty. Bye for now.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.